begin with were not what you'd call human. Over the past 200 years, a kind of consciousness formed layer by layer. It's not unlike the way life started in the oceans 4 billion years ago. We are formless. The mapping of the human genome was completed early this century. As a result, the evolutionary log of the human race lay open to us.
We started with genetic engineering, and in the end, we succeeded in digitizing life itself.
But there are things not covered by genetic information. But in the current digitized world, trivial information is accumulating every second, preserved in all its triteness, never fading, always accessible.
Rumors about petty issues, misinterpretations, slander.
All this junk data, preserved in an unfiltered state, rolling at an alarming rate.
It will only slow down social progress, reduce the rate of evolution.
You seem to think that our plan is one of censorship. The digital society furthers human flaws and selectively rewards development of convenient half-truths. Just look at the strange juxtapositions of morality around you.
Billions spent on new weapons in order to humanely murder other humans.
Rights of criminals are given more respect than the privacy of their victims.
Although there are people suffering in poverty, huge donations are made to protect endangered species. Everyone grows up being told the same thing. But be out of competition.
Drop, 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 drop not like it is.
Thank you.
existence groups, spun by different interests, continue to churn and accumulate in the sandbox of political correctness and value systems.
Everyone withdraws into their own small gated community, afraid of a larger forum. They stay inside their little ponds, leaking whatever truth suits them into the growing cesspool of society at large.
The different cardinal truths neither clash nor mesh. No one is invalidated, but nobody is right.
Not even natural selection can take place here. The world is being engulfed in truth.
And this is the way the world ends, not with a bang, but a whimper. Just as in genetics, unnecessary information and memory must be filtered out to stimulate the evolution of the species. Who else could wade through the sea of garbage people produce, retrieve valuable truths, and even interpret their meaning for later generations?
That's what it means to create context.